Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, I got a dilemma today, and I want to watch the Tiger Phil thing.
You know you're going to, just like me.
But I plan on attending the Piston game tonight, so which means I probably won't see the end of it. So is it? I mean, I can DVR something that you pay per view.
Yeah, of course. I don't know if you can. It depends on how they're doing it.
So do I really want to spend $20 on seeing something that is an exhibition?
I've been excited about it, but I don't know if you watched the 24/7 on HBO.
No, is it good?
It was fantastic. And once I watched that, I'm like, wow, I'm really excited. I mean, all the side bets, them and their caddies are mic'd up. It's Tiger versus Phil. I don't care if it's 5 or 10 years too late. I think, Stoney, this is going to be the future of sports watching. Not like totally. I think you're going to see a lot of these one-offs in different sports, in golf and tennis, whatever. And I think this is going to be a very successful event that hopefully goes down to the last couple of holes. Why don't you do this? Can't you watch it and then go at halftime? Or do you want to be there for the starting lineups? Too bad Pistons start at 7.
I'm not going to go to a – taking my wife out tonight to go to a Pistons game.
Oh,
get there at
Cindy's
halftime.
Going. Yeah. I didn't know Cindy was going. You're just going to have fun by yourself.
Yeah.
Like I do sometimes.
Let's just watch Tiger and Phil.
I think it's going to be well worth it.
I might watch it anyway. And then I'm sure you can DVR. It's part of the pay-per-view.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember the last time I did a pay-per-view. You should be able to because, I mean, sometimes like when you rent a movie online, you can't do that. But for an event, I'm sure you can.
248-539-9797-97136 is the ticket text. Do you have any interest whatsoever in Tiger v. Phil? Now, Mr. Gambler over there, what's the line on this event?
Well, it's funny. Tiger has been a huge favorite since the line came out a couple months ago. -200, -220, which you got to lay the 200 or 220 to win 100. There's a lot of late money on Phil. He's down to +160.
How much of that money is by Phil himself?
I think 80% of it. I told Lesson, Jeff Lesson, our friends out there, he's going to fly out in an hour to get to the event. He was there for the press conference. I told him to ask Phil how much cash he put on himself, and he did. You know, Phil famously bet on the Ravens.
I know.
60-1 back in 2000. I'm guessing, and he said he was going to put some down. I'm guessing, Stoney, he's going to put at least $1 million on himself.
So Lesson's going. He
got a credential. I actually almost went out there, but I want to go to Columbus instead. Way more important in my life. But Jeff and a select member of media are out there with credentials. He'll be walking the course today. So there's no fans, but there's going to be a ton of MGM clients, agent clients. There'll probably be a couple thousand people walking. It'll look like there's a lot of people there. But yeah, there's very limited media. So Lesson will be one of the few out there walking the course with those guys at the ultra exclusive Shadow Creek.
I know.
You know, it costs like $5,000 to play that course if you have to pay for it.
Not that much, but I know people who have played there.
If you don't have a comp deal, you're paying a lot of money.
You are paying a lot of money. I heard it's beautiful. It's tough, but it's not, you know, Shangri-La.
No, but there are days, and Lesson has been out there. I think he's played it once.
Michael Jordan plays there. Yeah, I know that.
There's days that like literally there might be 3 tee times the entire day.
Right.
That's it. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Like, you have this beautiful course 3 minutes outside of Vegas, outside of the Strip, and, like, some days you have 12 people play it. It's like Augusta.
Part of the reason I really want to watch it is because Barkley's going to be one of the analysts or commentators.
Man.
Yeah.
I think them being mic'd up, and Tiger and Phil, they're getting older, so they're not going to talk a ton of crap. They're going to, but it's not going to be mean. This is going to be a fascinating kind of dive into what normally goes on during these tournaments. But it's going to be so
face. You know what it is? It's going to be more of a dive to go in what happens during the practice rounds.
Sure, sure.
Because during the tournaments, I don't think they make side bets.
I think they do sometimes, depending on how big, not during like the Masters
right.
or majors, but I bet you like during something like the Valero Open or you know the Buick Open back in the day, I bet you they do sometimes, especially the first couple of rounds.
I know the practice rounds, they're famous for that.
Oh, sure. And you know that, so Phil at the press conference said, $100,000 I birdied the first hole, Wood said double it. So you already got $200,000 on the first hole, and that's coming from their pocket to charity, which I think is very, very cool.
Yes.
Obviously, winner gets, you know, $9 million, And I'm sure, Stoney, we're going to get into the couple of millions in side bets, I would think.
It's going to be very interesting to see what the pay-per-view numbers are for this. I mean, they're making it, you know, like the big boxing matches are like $50, if not more, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so this is 20.
Yeah, and some of the UFCs are like 69 too. The Floyd Mayweather Pacquiao was 100. Right. Mayweather McGregor was 100.
So this is definitely more affordable.
By the way, if people are interested in kind of like the handle on, you know, like out in Vegas, the Pacquiao Mayweather fight, for example, or the Mayweather McGregor fight, this is doing, as far as betting wise, 1% of what those fights did. 1% so far is how much money is being bet on this match compared to the big boxing or mixed martial arts matches that's been big.
248-539-9797-971-36 is the ticket text.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.